The Gospels According to Love, audio, Luke chapter 11, Love's Prayer. It happened Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, When you pray, say, Our love which is in heaven, hallowed is your name. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily needs. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all hate and fear. Jesus said to them, Which of you shall have a friend and go to them at midnight? Say to them, Lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. The friend within answered and says, Trouble me not, my children, and I are in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, he will not rise and give to you because he is your friend, but because of your insistence will he rise and give to you as much as you need. I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks shall receive. Know this, that those who seek shall find. If a child asks for bread of any of you that is a parent, will you give them a stone? If that child asks for meat, will for me you give them a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more then shall your heavenly parents give the spirit of love to those who ask? Jesus was casting out a spirit of hate that was dumb. When the hate had gone out, the dumb could speak. The people wondered at this thing, and some of them said, Jesus cast out hate through Beelzebub, the chief of hates. Others tempting Jesus sought of him a sign from heaven. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against a house falls. If hate that is darkness be divided against itself, how shall hate's kingdom stand? Yet you say, I cast out hate through Beelzebub. If I by Beelzebub cast out hate, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judge. If I with the finger of love cast out hate, no doubt the kingdom of love comes upon you. When a strong person who is armored keeps their palace, their goods are in peace. But when those stronger come upon them, they are overcome. They take from them all their armor wherein they trusted, and they divide their spoils. Those that are not with love are against love. Those that gather not with love scatter. When the unclean spirit has come out of one, They walk through dry places seeking rest. Finding none, they say, I will return to my house from where I come. When they return, they find it swept clean. Then the one goes and takes to them seven other spirits more wicked than the one gone out. They enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the person is worse than the first. It happened as Jesus spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said to Jesus, Blessed is the womb that bore you. Blessed is the bosom that you have nursed. Jesus said, Yea, rather blessed are those that hear the words of love and keep them. When the people gathered thick together, Jesus began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall be no sign given, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign to the Ninevites, so shall the Son of Love be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For the Queen of the South comes from the uttermost parts of the earth to bear witness of Solomon. Behold, there is one here greater than Solomon. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Behold, a greater one than Jonah is here. No one, when they have lit a candle, would put it in a secret place, nor under a basket. They put it on a candlestick that all who come in may see the light. The love of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, your whole body becomes filled with the light of love. When your eye is hate, your body is also full of hate. Take heed, therefore, that the love that is in you is not hate. If your whole body, being therefore, be filled with love, having no part in hate, then the whole shall be full of love, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. As Jesus spoke, a Pharisee besought him to dine with him. When Jesus went in and sat down to dinner, the Pharisees marveled that Jesus had not first washed. Jesus said to him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness? You fool, did not the one who made that which is without make that which is within also? Rather, give the gifts of such things as you have, and behold, all things will be clean to you. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of love. Those ought you have done, and not leave the other undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you are as graves that appear not, and those that walk over them are not aware of them. One of the lawyers answered, speaking to Jesus, Masters, your sayings, do they reproach us also? Jesus said, Woe to you also, lawyers, For you laid people with burdens too grievous to bear, and you yourselves touched not one of the burdens with your own fingers. Woe to you, for you build the sepulchres for the prophets, and your fathers kill them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of love, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. The blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the foundation of the world may be required from this generation. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias that perished between the altar and the temple, surely I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken the key of knowledge. You enter not into love, and they who have entered in, you have hindered. As Jesus said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge to Jesus vehemently, to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse Jesus.